Yosef Achayv de Reuven. Reuven owed people money, and that person came, Mukatara Fleminei, and he took away the ground from Reuven. Is Dino the Locher is in Echnami, the Yozel Shimon Amavtile. Shimon is going to have to pay the Achrayas back to Reuven, like Reuven gained on the deal. Even though it's Reuven's Baal Chayv, Reuven owed money to somebody. That person is now collecting the field away from Reuven, but since it was sold to Shimon without Achrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayas, that in case, I don't know why, in case he did it, I don't know why. In case, but Reuven brought it back with conditions that Shimon has to pay him if it's taken away from Reuven. So now when it's taken away from Reuven, Reuven has a right to go to Shimon and say, pay me. Omalei Rava, Rava said no. Nehi, the Achrai is the Alma Kibbul Alei. True rule, Shimon was Mekav upon himself. If something happens to him from other places, that he'll pay back Shimon. But Achrai is the Nafsha Mekibbul Alei, that makes no sense. That he was the Mekav upon himself, Shimon, that if Reuven's own Baal Chov comes and collects the money, because Reuven himself owes him the money, and so far he didn't go to say, I'll pay you back for that. I only meant to say that if from some other place, something's going to go wrong, they'll take the land away from you, I'll pay it back to you, like from me. But if your own Baal Chov come and take it, that's a Svar Pshuta, he was never Mekav, doesn't make any sense, he was never Mekav Achrayas on that. But Umay the Rabba does agree though, that Reuven sheyorash sodom Yaakov, when the father Yaakov died, and Reuven the son yashened his father's property, umochro l'shimon shlo b'achrayis, and he sold now this land to Shimon, his brother Shimon, without achrayis, that if it's taken away, Shimon can't collect anything back. The yoster Shimon, now Shimon went umochro l'Reuven b'achrayis, went and sold it back to Reuven, vice versa, Reuven at charoto, and Reuven now misses the field, and he wants to get it back. He wants to buy it back from Shimon, but Shimon says, I'm not going to sell it back to you unless you take Achrayas on it. So Shimon says, okay, I'm taking Achrayas. In this case now, V'yosah b'alchayv d'Yaakov, if not Reuven's b'alchayv, but the b'alchayv of the father Yaakov comes, who b'torah flominei, and takes the ground away from Reuven, l'achriz dino d'yosah Shimon amavtzi l'minei, that now that Shimon has a right to come and collect the money from Reuven. Since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven, Reuven has a right not to collect the money from Shimon. Since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven via Achrayis, that he said, if it's taken away from Reuven, I'll pay you for it. So Shimon has to pay Reuven now. My time, what's the reason? Ba'achoyv di Yaakov, ke ba'achoyv di Yalmadami. Since it's not the pshat that Reuven owed the money to these people, but it's the father that owed the money to the people, that has nothing to do with Reuven. So that's cool, like other people, something from someplace else, the karka now is being taken away from Reuven. So since when Reuven was smart, when he bought it back from Shimon, he told Shimon, I'll only buy it back if you take Achrayas, you take the obligation. If something goes wrong, you have to pay me the money. So this is cool, something went wrong, since the father owes people money, and the chayv, the maal becomes collected from the yorshim, halachris, Shimon has to pay him. Omar Rami Bachoma, Reuven shemocha sod l'shimon. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon v'achrayis, with achrayis, then in case it gets taken away, you have to pay me back. V'zokalo l'bemilva. He didn't pay the money, but he made a milva as if to say, I owe you the money. They put it on credit now. The money is on credit as if it was a loan, and I owe you the money. What happened was, Umeis Reuven died. And Reuven never collected his money yet. Now, V'yosu b'achayv de Reuven, the Ketorah of Lomi Shimon. The b'achayv of Reuven comes and collects the property away from Shimon. And the Chur, there was Achrayas there. Ufaisuya b'zuzay. The Lachar is Shimon, instead of paying him the property, paid him up the money. Listen, the guy lent you $1,000. Here's $1,000 instead of taking the property back. So the Meister Shimon still has the karka. The locher is dinahu the karmelay bnei Reuven. The locher is the kids of Reuven could say, anan metaltli shavaka vukavach. Our father left over money by you, like you owe us the money. You didn't pay up the money of the karki. It was a milva. Or metaltli diyasme labachayv lemishtavdi. Shno, you have no right to pay up the money. Money is not mishubit for your son to pay up. Only from karka. Therefore, the money you paid up is not. We don't have to do anything about it. Therefore, you still owe us the money, you still have to pay us back the money. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Vishnoi Tikeich Idach, if the other person wants to be wise, smart, Magvilein Alayu Arya, when the person has to pay off the $100 that he owes the father for the karka, let him pay it up in property, in karka. Once he pays it up in property, now they can collect that property back because there's a chrayis. For the government, now, you Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman, Nachman says, I'm a Rabbi Avua, that Yisoymim Shagovu Karka B'chayv Esaviyim, B'chayv Chosa B'gayv Reisim Mehen. If somebody owes money to the father, and he pays it up in karka, so it's considered like the Yisoymim now, Yarshin, this karka because of the father, so now another B'chayv of the father has the right to come and take away that karka. Therefore, if the guy is smart, he owes the Yisoymim $1,000, let him pay it up in karka. If he pays it up in karka, now the kids have karka that they yashin from the father. So since when you bought the field, you bought a bachrayis, and it was taken away from you, you have a right now to collect the value back. But the question is, does Yisrael have any karka from the father? Yes, now they have karka from the father. So if you want to be smart, you pay up the Yisraelim in karka. We'll make it that Yisraelim do have karka. Now that Yisraelim have karka, you have a right to collect it back from the Yisraelim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this. Let's come over again tomorrow. Yehudim daf tzadik beizam ralf. Okay, and last gemara was that Omar Rami Ruvain sold his field to Shimon, and he made a chrayis. I mean, let's say they're going to take it away from Shimon, so Shimon has the right to come back and collect his money back from Ruvain. Now, the zakav ola b'milva means that Shimon did not have the money on hand to pay back to Ruvain, so they made a milva. Zilta said they sold the field for $1,000. So they made it into a milva. It's like a loan that now Shimon owes $1,000 to Reuven. And what happened was, who made Reuven? Reuven died. Reuven didn't collect his money yet, and Reuven died. Now v'yosa b'achayv de Reuven uketorif lo mishimon. What happened was, there's a b'achayv that Reuven, when he was alive, borrowed money from somebody else, and now that person came to collect his money, and the yoshim didn't have any money to give. So he went to this, to the Lekuchais. He went to the Shimon that bought the field off Reuven and took away his field. So the kids, the Shimon's field was taken away. So Lachri, that Shimon bought it to Achrayis, he has a right to go back and get his money back from Reuven. Now what happened was, Ufaise Bezuze. Shimon did not let the Baal Chayiv take away his field, but rather he said, listen, the guy Reuven owes you $1,000. I'll pay you the $1,000, let the field stay by me, and I'll just give you the $1,000. That's talocha. Ufaisu bezuze is dinahu. Now, what's talocha? The amri lei b'nei Reuven. The children of Reuven, the Yisraelim, are allowed to say to Shimon like this. Anan bayos mitaltli shavuk avuch gabon. Our father did not leave over the territory of Yerusha, any land, any karka. There was no land left over. Our father did not leave over any land. All he left over was just metaltlim. He only left over, like, money. And the klal is, umetaltli diasmi lebachoyv lemishtabdi. The locha is that the money that was left over, metaltlim, is not mishabat to a balchoyv. In other words, you, Shimon, have no right to collect money from us. In other words, you want to collect money because you paid $1,000 for the loan, and now you want to collect that money from us. All we have left over from our father is only metaltle money, and money is not meshubah to pay for our father's chayvos. So therefore, the Bnei Reuven do not have to pay anything to Shimon. But Omar Rava said like this, if Shimon would be a smart person, if Shimon would be smart, he'll do like this. Because Shimon right now still owes $1,000 for the field. As the story was, Shimon first bought the field off Reuven, and he didn't pay the money. He made it into a milva. So Lamaisa, Shimon still owes now $1,000 for the field to Reuven. True, the field was going to be taken away from Shimon, so Shimon paid $1,000 to keep it. So he wanted to collect those $1,000 for the Yorshim. He doesn't have a right to collect. But now Shimon still owes $1,000 to the Yorshim. So it's saying if Shimon would be smart to do like this, what he would do is, let him pay up the $1,000 he owes the Yorshim, let him pay it up with ground, with karka. Now once the Yorshim collected karka, like we'll soon see, it's considered as if the Yorshim, they received this karka from their father. So they do have now land from their father.
Therefore, Shimon has a right to collect that land back and say, listen, I was taken away from me $1,000 for that field, and I bought it by achrayus. You have to pay it back to me. Up until now, you said you have no karka from your father. But now that I'm paying you back the $1,000 I owe you in karka, it's considered like you do have karka from your father. So Shimon now will be able to take... These kids now, Yarshin, receive this karka, this land, from their father. And therefore, a Baal Chayv of the father has the right to come and take away this karka. So that's what Shimon should do. Shimon, in one way, owes the kid still $1,000 for the payment of the field. And he also has a right to collect back from them $1,000 that he had to pay to keep the field. So if he's a smart person, Shimon, he'll pay them up the $1,000 with karka. So now it's considered like they Yarshin karka from their fathers. So from the father, so now Shimon has a right to come to them and say, listen, you owe me $1,000, and your father left you over karka, I'm collecting this karka. So that's what he would do if he was smart. Next Gemara. Omar Rabbah. Rabbah says like this, what's going to be if Reuven Shemocha Kol Sadoisav L'Shimon? Reuven owed around 5 pieces of property, and he sold them all to Shimon. He sold Idias, Zaburias, Bainas, he had all different type of lands, better ones, middle class ones, worse ones, he sold them all to Shimon. Now, V'choza Shimon u'mocha sodarachas Levi. Shimon went ahead and sold one land to Levi. Grade was a Beninus. The middle type of a karka, a Beninus, he went Shimon and sold it to Levi. Now, what happens is, V'yosa b'chayv de Reuven. Reuven, way before this, borrowed $1,000 from somebody. And now the person is coming to Reuven and say, pay me back the $1,000. I have a shtar, you owe me $1,000. Reuven says, I have no money left. So the person says, okay, all your karka, all the property you owned, was meshubah to me. I have a right to collect back that karka. So who has the property now? First of all, Shimon bought most of it, but Shimon sold one property of Beninus to Levi. So now when the Baal Chayv wants to collect his karka, the Gemara says, Rotza mizeh goyva. If he wants to, this Baal Chayv could go to Shimon and collect from Shimon from the Zaburius, or else Rotsa Mizeh Goyva. If he wants to, he has a right to go to Levi now and collect the one karka that Levi has. Like we'll soon see, it's talking about where Levi bought the Beninus. Where the Locher is usually a Baal Chayv collects from Beninus, from a middle type of property. Therefore, the Baal Chayv has a right to go straight to Levi and says, Levi, listen, you bought off Shimon, that bought off Reuven, this soda that's Beninus. And since I lent money $1,000 to Reuven, Reuven owes me $1,000, and all this property is meshubah to me, and namely the Beninus, that's the property that I have a right to collect. So since now it's by you, Levi, I have a right to go straight to you and get it. But if he wants to, he can go to Shimon and say, no, listen, Shimon, you bought all the property off Reuven. So therefore, you have to pay me up now. Shimon says, I don't have the Beninus. He says, so what? I don't want to go to Levi. You pay me up. So if so, then Shimon has to pay him from the Zaburius. So the kid is up to the Baal Chayv. He has his choice to whichever one he wants to, he can go to. Now the Gemara says, well, Lo Yamorin, this was only said, El Dezavna Beninus. This was only said when Shimon sold the one property of Beninus to Levi. That's why the Baal Chayv has the right now to go straight to Levi. Avol Zavna Idis of Zaburius. Let's say they'll know he only sold the Idis of Zaburius. He only sold to Levi. He did not sell the Beninus to Levi. So then the Baal Chayv cannot go straight to Levi. Because Motzi Omalei, Levi, the third person, could say to this Baal Chayv, listen, don't come bother me. Oh, you know why? I was bedavka as matriach, I bothered myself to be very careful to know exactly what type of property I'm buying. Like, I know what's going on here. I know that Reuben owed somebody money. So I know somebody has the right to get away these fields from Shimon. And I know the halacha is that a Baal Chayv takes beninus. Therefore, when Levi went to buy property of Shimon, he was makbid bedavka either to buy idius, the best, or else to buy zeburius, the least, but not to buy the beninus, because he did not want the Baal Chayv to bother him. That's the halacha. So therefore, when could the Baal Chayv go to Levi? Only if Levi bought beninus. But if Levi watched himself and only bought a better type of property, or a less type of property, then the Baal Chayv can't bother Levi. Only if he bought beninus. And now, ubeninus nami, that we say if Levi, the third person, bought the beninus off Shimon, that the Baal Chayv has the right to go straight to Levi, also loyamoran, that's only said, ela deloy shavat beninus takavasei, there's no other beninus left over by Shimon. Then, the Baal Chayv has the right to say, listen, my din is to get the beninus. Who has the beninus now? Shimon sold it to Levi. So Lamaisa Levi is holding on to the beninus, the middle type of property. I have a right to collect it.